Pope Francis spoke to the pastors of Rome on Thursday about the progress of faith in the life of a priest in three main points: memory, hope, and discernment. In remarks prepared for the event, the Holy Father said memory is rooted in the faith of the Church, in the faith of our fathers. Hope is what sustains our faith, and in discernment I put into practice that which faith operates through charity.
La crescita nella fede avviene attraverso gli incontri con il Signore nel corso della vita.
He said growing in faith happens through encounters with the Lord during the course of our lives. These encounters act as a treasure of memory and are our living faith in a story of personal salvation. To illustrate this, he gave the example of a basketball player who pivots on a stable foot while remaining flexible with the rest of his body to protect the ball from his opponent. For us, that foot pinned to the ground, he said, around which we pivot is the cross of Christ. Pope Francis said a faith nourished on memory of past graces confers on our faith the solidity of the Incarnation. God is the God of our fathers and grandfathers. He is not a God without a family history. The Pope said faith can even progress backwards in a revolutionary return to the roots.
Quando più lucida è la memoria del passato,
the more lucid the memory of the past, he said, the more clear the future opens up, because it is possible to see the truly new path and distinguish it from the path already taken, which has never led anywhere meaningful. The Holy Father went on to speak of hope, which opens faith to the surprises of God. Hope is that which gives dynamism to the rearwards-looking glance of faith, he said, which allows one to find new things in the past so that one can encounter the same God which one hopes to see in the future. The Pope then examined discernment, which is what makes faith concrete, what permits us to give credible witness. He spoke of two moments in the act of discernment. First, a step back to better see the panorama, and second, a step forward when, in the present moment, we discern how to concretize love in the possible good, that is, for the good of the other. Pope Francis then examined the figure of Saint Peter, who was sifted like grain.
Tutta la vita di Simon Pietro.
He said the paradox of Saint Peter is that he who must confirm us in the faith is the same one whom the Lord often rebukes for his lack of faith. We see, he said, that St. Peter's faith has a special character. It is a proven faith, and for this, he has the mission to confirm and consolidate our faith. I'm Devin Watkins.